Rory, having time to reflect on Monday night's game, you must be very disappointed and maybe not to walk away with 3 points there.
Oh, listen, I felt what the players put into the game, how we started the first 30, 35 minutes, and how we controlled sort of the tempo of the game when we went down to 10 men. I feel for the players not to be walking away with 3 points, but they've given absolutely everything, and we haven't lost any ground really, which is a positive. But Friday night now is a huge game for us, and one that we can't wait to get going.
Coach, what is the team news ahead of Friday night? No, any new injuries after Monday night's game?
No, well, Ronan Boyce has put himself forward to go on the bench the other night, even though he hasn't trained much at all. Shane McElhinney, I think, is getting closer, hopefully. Obviously, Sam Todd misses out through suspension, and then Jordan McAniff has made himself available too. So we're not in a bad place. It's Patrick, really, who might be in all a week or two.
Of course, looking ahead to the game, Dundalk is the opposition. You've had decent results lately with Dundalk. You'll be hoping for more of the same here at the Roundabout.
Aye, we've a good record here at home this year, a very good record. We want to keep that going. I was down in Dalymount a couple of weeks ago when Dundalk drew with Bohemians. We know Dalymount's a very, very difficult place to come to, and they've got seasoned campaigners. You look, what is it, four or five league winners in their team. John Mountney, Andy Boyle, Darrell Horgan, Robbie Benson. These types of players who have been there and been around the block and done it, so coming up here won't faze them. And we need to be on the money to get the 3 points.
Of course, they've had a wee bit of form lately under a new manager. They'll be hoping maybe they get back their winning ways as well.
Aye, of course. And it's the business end of the season, both ends of the table, and they'll be wanting to pick up points, but we'll be desperate for the points on Friday. And we made a big push on Friday night and need this place bouncing. There's obviously been a fair bit of history between the two clubs over recent times, so it's important that we bring that edge to the game and bring that fight and energy that we've shown now for quite a while, because bar the away performance in Europe, our form and our performances have been really good over the last 6-8 weeks, and we just need to continue that.
You said you needed punching. How important is those fans? No, that 12th man, how important are they?
Really, really important. We've seen it, the difference they make here. Travelling support on Monday night was absolutely outstanding. Stuck with the team the whole way. And for 90 minutes they never stopped, and it gave the players such a boost. And it's a collective thing. It takes everybody if we want to be successful, and we'll need them on Friday night, and I'm sure they'll come in their numbers with their vocal cords intact, because when they do that, it's a hard place to come to.
Thank you, Roy.